yeah.
Dude, but speaking of Bobby Altoff, though, did you see how she, like, went out to, like, film Kendrick's music video for Not Like Us?
No what?
Way. Bro, she was out there,
no
too?
No way.
Bro, Kendrick no is way. Awesome.
But when a woman does go crazy for the D, it's insane. Like, you know, like, when a guy... Like, when a guy...
That's a crazy-ass statement.
Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 how good you guys think you are in bed.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host Jason Kim.
Yes sir.
Joined with my brother Paulie.
What's going on?
And then on my left we got Megan Yu.
Hello.
And then on my right we got Jennifer Lee.
Hi everyone.
What's going on?
What's
y'all
good? What's good?
We back for another episode.
Yes sir, man.
Did we just film?
Did no, no, it's
we
been a week,
like, yeah, last
yeah,
week.
Yeah,
it's been a week.
Has it really?
Yeah.
It has.
Yeah. And honestly, I want to say something before we go on. Too,
oh, okay. Okay.
Apology.
Wait, what?
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, like, we never told the audience that, like, Jennifer is, like, officially back.
Oh.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
sir.
Right.
It was always
yes,
up in the air.
It was.
It was always up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Negotiations
yes.
went well.
We had a big heart-to-heart talk the other day.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big and FaceTime call.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, from now on, you're going to see a different kind of energy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we really grinding this shit. And
okay.
And we really on the way to the top.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We got a lot of guests lined up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we even got hit up today. We going on somebody
oh, yeah.
else's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit,
big
shit.
Things coming, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the comment that was like, let's get them to 40K.
Right. Or something like that. Yeah.
I know. Yeah,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you.
But yeah, what you guys do this week?
You guys go first. My news is long.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
First week on the job for me, brother. Yeah, I worked 2 days. Let me tell you, bro, after the first day,
yeah.
I was actually like, bro, there's no way I can make it.
Yeah, they working you.
They're working me. And yeah. Dude, I haven't worked like 8 hour, 9 hour shift
yeah.
in the, like an adult setting in the office
right.
in 5, 6, like ever, honestly.
Yeah.
So it felt so long, bro. And
yeah.
then second day a little better, but bro, I'm not gonna lie, I'm hella anxious about this job, bro.
Isn't it nice though that you're super busy? Doesn't the time go?
It is busy.
Right?
It's more so this uh-huh. anxiety is because like I don't know if I could get the job done, bro.
Oh, because it's Korean, right?
That and like literally, it is like a lot to do, and
oh,
like
yeah.
just like as I'm practicing, I'm like, wow, like can I do this shit?
Wait, but is it like really that hard, or is it like physically tiring?
It's more of a the speed in which you need to do everything and what you need to ask is a lot.
Dude,
you know
but
what
that's
saying?
Any job.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
It is, but I don't know. I feel like it's worse than, like, my previous one.
I know, but usually, like, every job, you have to get adjusted, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, a learning curve to
right,
every job you have.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true. But, yeah, dude, besides that... Oh, I got the news today, bro.
What
I might
news?
Be going to Vietnam, bro.
What?
As well. Yeah, yeah.
Bro.
Paid for by the family of Emily, of
no
my
way.
Girlfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. She just asked me. So, Michael to Vietnam for like 2-3
what?
Weeks.
What? Somebody got a wedding or some shit?
No. It's like a family trip, guy.
Oh,
you part of the family now?
I guess so. Dude,
wow.
Let's dude, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, bro. So
yeah.
A little Asia tour, bro. Coming soon
yeah.
for me, bro.
When
yeah.
is that?
Well, the Vietnam one's looking like January, December.
Oh.
Korea's
oh, okay,
coming
okay.
in September, though, so.
Yeah. You still got some time.
Yeah, we'll figure out what to do with the pod and shit
yeah,
during
December's
that time.
December's kind of a long time away, though.
Yeah, so. But besides that, yeah, that's about it for me, bro.
Jennifer, what'd you do this week?
This week, I didn't really do much, to be honest. I was just training.
training.
Wow.
Oh,
hell no. You know, you guys were resting. I was training.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
What did you train in? Just the running mostly?
Everything that we're doing.
No.
Yeah.
Even like the bar
he was hanging?
The bar, yeah. Like, I'm doing arm exercise. Why are you laughing?
I can't imagine you at the gym just hanging and shit.
Well, it's like I have to practice, right? I have to
right.
do my
okay.
Yeah.
Dude, we got
to
put something on it, bro. We need some, like, fucking money. No. Oh, it was the...
No, we were going to have... Someone, the loser has to wear like something
a
embarrassing.
Goofy fit, yes.
No,
the
loser has to wear what the winner, the winner gets to pick an outfit that the loser has to wear on a pod.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
You're just curious, and have you been calculating your time as you're running?
My time?
Yeah.
No, I'm not telling you. Don't ask.
Because
then you're going to try to beat
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, because I trained one day too this past week, actually. Hot as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah?
Definitely, I can't lie. 3 miles is a lot, guys.
I told
dude,
you
it's
that.
A lot.
3 miles. Like,
I freaking told you that.
Yeah, but my 1 mile was okay.
Yeah,
it wasn't
what was
that
it?
620.
Yeah.
First time in a while. Yeah.
You're lying.
And then, wait, where'd you go? The track. No fucking way.
And then I waited 20 minutes. I ran my second mile. Total time, 1440 something. So oh, not so, bad, okay, not bad.
8 mile in a second.
I'm trying to get under 22.5. 22.5. For 3 miles. Yeah.
You know what? Hold up.
No, but the problem is that I waited 20 minutes between that second mile. So it's like, I don't know if I could continuously.
Yeah.
So definitely training is required, is all I'm saying. For sure.
I'll be glad to just finish that finish line.
Yeah, bro.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And I hit y'all with this realization too. But bro, we're running in 100 degree weather, guys.
Is it 100?
Dude, next month it's probably only going to get hotter. It just started
That's
getting
why
hot.
We should do it at like 6 in the morning.
Yeah,
guys.
No, I'm down now at this point.
I'm so down to do it like 6 in the morning.
It's going to be ass, dude. Six.
Even if it's a little dark outside, I'm good.
We're going to get sick, bro. Heat fatigue, bro.
Nah.
Yeah.
For real. But, yeah. I'm very
like,
curious.
Either like, I'm, dude, what about just like later in the night?
Yeah, or later.
No, later. Dude, later it's hotter.
It's still hot,
the sun, though. The sun comes down slower now.
But like, we're really going to wake up at like 5 or 6 and then start.
I'm down for that.
I genuinely think like 11 a.m. is fine. I think that's better than
no.
Really?
I want to be on the track at like at least 8 a.m.
Okay.
You guys.
We got to do what we got to do, honestly.
We got to do what
Yeah,
we
we're
going to
die. I'm not even joking. We're going to die. Someone's going to collapse or something,
Someone's
bro.
Someone's going
to
yak.
Yeah.
Dude, no, but speaking of that, though, like I was talking to Sola this week.
Yeah.
And she, apparently like people were sending her the clip from like 2 videos ago while we were like
we're raking?
Yeah, we were like kind of like roasting her.
Yeah, calling her
slow and shit.
Yeah.
And so I was like talking to her. Uh-huh. And, yeah, it was funny.
What'd she say?
I was like stirring the pond shit. Uh-huh. She was like, she sent me a picture of her fucking Apple Watch. Uh-huh. It was a 9-minute mile.
Oh.
And then I was like kind of like flaming her. I was like, yo, give fucking Scott his watch back. And shit. So, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. Did we tell them Sola's hopping on for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they have all the rankings there, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Dude, I see in the one comment, like, there was, like, space, and then
And then it was, I know. I was like, what is
space. Dude, Paul, you might actually fucking win that running one.
Maybe.
I've been on your side about this. Minutes,
ooh, he's nervous.
Yeah. That was after not running for a minute, too.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But you could probably get, like, close, too, I swear.
I've never
the first mile.
I've never hit 6 minutes.
No, I've
Actually,
never.
I've hit a
yeah.
six in middle
yeah,
school. But
yeah. Your legs are long enough, so you realize the time is like a lot faster.
Wait, on ground?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, dude, my knees were hurting though. Y'all were
six
not lying.
6 minutes on ground?
Yeah, on the track.
Did you have the Hoka shoes on?
Nah, I had the fucking Ultra Boost on.
Hoka's Profly?
Yeah, dude, you're copping running shoes and shit these days.
I mean, I might invest in some. Honestly.
That's crazy.
I'm gonna wear my mom's.
Yeah, I might have to get some shoes too.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah. Megan, what'd you do?
Oh, okay. So I've been keeping this a secret for like a month and a half.
Okay.
And I've been like dying to tell you guys.
Uh-huh. What is it?
Okay. So you know how I had 2 jobs before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was the clinic, and then the other one was the personal assistant. And I quit that, the clinic job, you know? So then in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to work the other one now full time. But then 2 days later, I'm getting ready for work. And my boss texted me and was like, don't worry about coming into work today. Like, we're only going to use our other assistant. So I literally got fired from this job.
From which one? Which
the
job?
The personal assistant one.
Oh,
because remember how I quit the other one to work that one?
Yeah.
No, and now I'm unemployed again. And this was like a month and a half ago.
Okay.
And I didn't want to tell you guys because I was embarrassed myself too.
Wait,
I was
like, they just fired you like that?
They just fired me like that. I've never been fired like that, you know?
Wow.
And he literally texted me as I'm like walking out the door to go to work too.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my mind, I was like kind of sad because I'm unemployed again. But then I was like, I have a bunch of stuff coming up. But at the same time, I was like, I need money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like this past month and a half, I've been like grinding my ass off trying to find a job, you guys. Mm-hmm. Like I spent like 6 hours at a cafe, like literally applying to everything.
Okay.
And I actually landed 2 jobs.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. So the first one is I'm a social media and project manager for this dentist aesthetic Korean company.
Okay.
And I'm literally killing it at this job, you guys.
It's you already started?
I already started. Oh,
okay,
first week.
Damn.
And I literally started this week. And I work 3 days a week, 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. But it's literally like everyone's Korean, and I speak Korean and English, but it's like super good. I'm literally like out here like planning video ideas to make their TikTok, TikTok shop, stuff like that,
that's,
you know?
Hella chill.
And it's so chill, it's so nice. What the? And like I'm getting paid like pretty decent.
Okay, yeah.
And then this other job, you guys. Okay. So as you know, I want to work for a music company, like
don't
a festival
tell me.
Company. Uh-huh. It's not the main one. It's not the big, big main one. Uh-huh. But it's this other smaller festival company. They're pretty, they're still really big, okay? And I found, they're like one of my dream companies, like literally. And
yeah, what? Can you say it or no?
I'm having, I'll say it later.
Okay.
Yeah, because, so I actually found the creative director on LinkedIn, and then I DM'd him. And nice. I was like, hey, I'm unemployed. I have hella time on my hands. Like, what can I do for you? You know what I mean? But obviously, it was professional.
Right.
And then he responded and was like, send us your resume.
Right.
And this was a month and a half ago, you guys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent him my resume. We hopped on a call. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't think I'd get the job because it was like 2 weeks later. They never got back to me. So I sent them a follow-up.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, don't worry, we didn't forget about you. And then they sent me an email last week. And pretty much what they want me to do is be like the face of their social media on Instagram and make videos for them.
Whoa.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Nice. Like fucking like Jake from State Farm, but that's you.
I don't know.
Basically.
Last week they were like, make 3 to 4 videos talking about anything about raves and stuff like that you like. And I made like 30 videos, you guys. That was great. That's why I needed the phone stand, remember?
Oh yeah.
And I set it up. I made like so many videos. I sent it to them and I'm like dying because, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they're gonna like my videos or not. And it's kind of awkward, you know?
It is.
Literally just like me on a phone, like talking about.
Are you like dressed up in a fucking rave fit?
No. I'm just like in my regular outfit.
Okay.
But I talked about like, I mainly made it music based. Mm-hmm. Like, why is DMB getting popular right now? Like, what is UK music like here? You know what I mean?
Ooh,
you know, like a little more informational. Oh. You feel me? Nice. And then they responded. They're like, we love it, Megan. We're going to have a call with you. I'm having a call with them on Monday.
Yay.
And I'm meeting the whole team. And like,
damn.
You guys,
dude, I want to know
like,
what group this
is
for.
Yeah, that's what I want to know too.
I'll just have them bleep it for now. But do you guys know?
Bro,
what?
That's fucking, isn't that?
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Wait, that's so big.
Dude, I literally like, checked. I'm like shaking. Sorry. I was like so excited.
Dude, that's
to
perfect
tell you guys.
For you.
Damn.
I know. And like,
bro.
Dude, the amount of like big artists that follow that account, they're going to see me on there.
No, dude, they're like connected with so many artists.
Dude, they're signed with and.
Yeah.
They're probably going to get soon. You know what I mean?
Wow.
This is why I haven't been saying anything about like. With you guys because I want to see if I can maybe bring them on the podcast.
Yo.
Wow.
Wait, dude.
Wow, that's
I know.
I'm
that's
so
tough.
Happy for you.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You guys, like, I didn't tell anybody except for, like,
no,
was
that's
the only
good.
One that knew because I was so, like, this is so, like, I need
sacred.
I need
yeah.
This,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because it's not even a done deal yet. So
right.
Yeah.
Right.
No point.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to tell you guys until last week, but I was too excited.
Wait, is it done? Is it a done
deal? It's like done deal, yeah.
Oh, so this is like an onboarding call.
We're like now talking about what I'm going to actually be making for the account.
Right.
Right,
they're like, they're like, how would you like to post social media for us on the account?
Damn.
So
I'm curious how that's going to look.
Dude, I know. Okay.
No. I'm so excited for you.
So that's actually your dream job.
No,
yeah. Like, isn't that?
And like, I was kind of nervous at first because when I approached them to join the team, I was like, I kind of wanted to be like more business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember I talked to my my friend and they were like, you do realize that like everything in life right now is social media based. Like that is how you get your business out there, how you make your money and stuff like that.
Right.
And he was saying like, this is a great position for you because you could eventually move up so much quicker than if you were to just be in like a regular, you know, like sales job or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And like, oh my god, you guys, I was so nervous
Dude,
for this.
Tough.
Like,
that's
have
tough.
You out at their events and stuff?
Dude, I'm gonna be getting the perks and we're gonna be going to the perks together.
Wow, wow, that's actually so dope.
I'm so happy for you,
that's
man.
So
dope. Are they a record label? What are they? Like,
they're like, they're kind of like both, and they also, they're mainly like, they host events.
Yeah, they host
they
events.
They do a lot of events, yeah. So they're really known for like their like, underground secret raves that they randomly pop up out of nowhere kind of thing. Yeah.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of that?
Nah, okay. Never. Wait, but
it's really famous.
It's pretty, it's pretty popular.
And they're like cool. You know what I mean? Right. They're like very cool. Yeah. Like vibe. You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Even that job, like, I feel like that job, regardless of what company, it's like such a sick job. Isn't just it, in general, you know.
It's literally what she loves. Yeah. Doing. Yeah.
And the fact
it's
for a big company like that too is
I can't believe like my DM worked, you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, if you guys look at my like Google Doc sheet of all the jobs I applied to, 120 jobs since the start of this year.
That's respect, dude.
And like, I was so dumpy and down, and I was like, bro, I'm literally unemployed again. And I didn't even want to tell you guys because I was so embarrassed of myself, literally. Dude. You know, and I was like, I'm going to work. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not going to work, you know, but now I'm killing it at two jobs.
Everyone, shoot your shot.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro.
So is that a quit the first job?
No. Because I think I'm going to do both. Okay. Because the other one is only 3 days a week. Uh-huh. And I think this one's mainly going to be remote.
Yeah, it should be, right?
Yeah.
Making
content. Yeah,
definitely do both.
Yeah.
So, and like, this is like, I'm going to feel so much better because I honestly love working. Like, I love not having time to do anything. You know what I mean? Like, I love being very busy. And now I'm like getting back into my groove. So I feel a little better.
You know what's crazy to me about this is that, like, I swear, like, before we were talking about how, like, we included the pod on our resume and, like, how we can make it look real nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Technically, isn't that what you used?
Dude, no. Do you think that helped?
That so helped.
Yeah, I feel like it did, bro.
Did they ask about it? Because
in the first interview, they were like, oh, what's this podcast? You know?
Okay.
And, like, I talked about the podcast.
Yeah.
And
that's crazy.
They were like, I think you'll be a great like face for it, kind of like just to do small videos. I don't know exactly, obviously, what I'm gonna be doing yet, and it might not even be something crazy. But like, you know, it's kind of nice to like get my foot out there.
Yeah.
In the industry.
Wow, that's sick.
Yeah, dude, let's switch jobs, bro. Yeah, bro. That's literally what I would love to do as well, like something like that.
I'm just telling you, you need to like literally DM whoever you
need to. I was really a little clowning Megan like at one point too, because I was like, I saw her commenting on like LinkedIn for other companies.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked.
Yeah.
Wow. I literally don't care when it comes to a job.
Yeah.
I'm willing to put my ego down for it.
Nah, dude, congrats. That's actually huge.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
Damn.
But I mean that's honestly so lit.
Yeah.
I didn't really do much this week, but I wanted to talk about with you actually very shortly, because it's a guy topic.
Oh, okay.
But very shortly.
Whoa.
Because today, I wanted to see how you felt about Bronny getting drafted, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The NBA draft picks. Of course,
bro,
I was watching it, bro.
A couple hours ago.
Okay, Jason.
Because I know you tapped into the sports.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to see what your take was, like, if he deserved it.
Right.
And honestly, that's an iconic moment,
Iconic, bro.
Can
iconic.
You give me a quick gist of what happened?
Yeah, basically, there's this guy named Bronny. He's the son of LeBron James.
Right.
He went to USC. Uh-huh. He was a freshman. And honestly, he did not play good at all.
He averaged like
four points per game. But he also had a heart surgery before the season.
Oh, I see.
But basically, he has the intangibles.
Yeah.
But like, if his name wasn't Bronny, I don't know if he would be drafted.
But he got drafted?
But he got drafted by his dad's team. By LeBron's team.
By Lakers.
Yeah.
No way.
So they're playing together.
Do you know who Bronny is?
I know who Bronny
is. Yeah. You know LeBron, right?
Yeah.
So he's playing with his son, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And are people kind of like shitting on him?
Yeah, dude, I see a bunch of hate because obviously they're like, yo, like, because like they're looking at the stats and they're like, yo, somebody else deserved this position more.
I see.
Like, dude, like the draft is, there's only 60 picks.
Only
right?
60, yeah.
And he got picked 55th.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty last.
Right.
No, pretty dead last.
Yeah.
And like, aren't there a bunch of players like on the sideline and shit too?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, there's a lot who didn't get picked. There's hella who didn't get
also,
picked.
Also, like, just because he's in Lakers doesn't mean he's going to be on the court,
That's
right?
what I'm saying, yeah.
Not yet. Yeah, he probably will be on
the court. Oh, he's going to be on the court?
Because they want to make history.
No, but also, it's good TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Such good TV.
So, honestly, I mean, that's life.
Right.
Honestly. Yeah,
people mad about the nepotism. That's why.
That's life, though.
It is life, exactly. Like, they're like, yo, like, if this guy wasn't LeBron's son, he wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
That's why people mad. But, right. I think it's stupid, bro. It's history, like you said, bro.
Right. Dude,
how do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, what
I
do
just
you think?
Saw the pick. I was like, yo, this guy got picked 55th.
Right.
Like, let's say, like, you know, probably, like, someone did maybe deserve it more than him.
Uh-huh.
But, dude, a 55th pick, if they pick someone else, it's not like they're going to be an all-star.
Exactly.
So it's not like they're missing out.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they pick someone else, they're probably going to be on the bench.
Yeah.
probably going to be like a developing player.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
Might as well pick Bronny, who's going to like, you know, make a bunch of money for them.
Yep.
What I mean?
Exactly.
Right.
So yeah.
And like
they're also saying play. It's also like that the they want to treat LeBron good. They want to show the world that they take care of their stars. So it's like they're doing LeBron a favor as well by like picking his son good gesture, you know, like thank you.
Yeah. No, like LeBron really runs shit, bro.
Oh, for sure, bro. It's crazy, bro. Because today too, people wanted to fuck around with the Lakers and pick Bronny before Lakers had the opportunity.
Oh.
But the agent of Bronny went around calling all the teams. He's like, if you pick him, he's going to Australia. So don't pick him.
What do you mean he's going to Australia?
Yeah, so they called like the agent for Bronny.
He
called every other team and he said, don't pick him. If you pick him, we're sending him to Australia. So they forced him to get onto the Lakers.
No way.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
wait, why would
he
go to Australia?
Just because he does. He only wants to play with his dad.
No, it's like a bluff.
Yeah,
like
exactly. Their... Exactly. Oh. Yeah.
I didn't know the agent did that.
Yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Oh, they announced it, bro. Yeah.
So they called like, there's like 20 teams in the NBA, right?
Yeah. Or there's 30.
There's 30? So you telling me they called 29 teams like, don't pick fucking Bronny.
Don't pick Bronny.
That's a crazy like loyalty move.
Exactly. Wow. But that's also how much power he has.
LeBron?
Wow. Yeah, LeBron. Oh, or in his agency, bro.
Yeah. I saw, I was watching it at LA Fitness on the treadmill.
Oh,
the,
really?
The draft picking, yeah.
Damn, I never would have thought I'd see the day we're talking about basketball on the 9 for 9 pod.
There's one guy, so his name is Tid Jane.
Oh, yeah. Something. What the? Oh, yeah.
He looked real good on TV.
Mm.
Who?
It's this random
guy
from overseas.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
6'9,
6'10.
He's like on the Hornets now or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. What the heck? Yeah. That's crazy. You know that. Yo, okay, this is another thing that's been going around.
Yeah.
I want to talk about. Have you guys seen the hook two on that thing?
I saw it on. I
the
saw
hawk two.
Hawk two on
the
that thing.
No, that was. I thought he made that up. He didn't
no,
make that
it's,
up.
It's on a. It's a TikTok thing.
Oh,
right?
TikTok
yeah, yeah. It's
thing?
A TikTok thing.
Oh,
dude,
I thought
have
that.
You not seen
oh, you haven't seen it either.
Before.
Oh wait, I'll show you guys.
Yeah, I saw only one.
We will insert TikTok it for the viewers as well.
Wait, have you guys seen that trend? That's like. Hello?
Well, what trend?
Have you guys seen that trend that's like English or Spanish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, what is that?
What is that?
It's like...
What? You don't know?
I don't know
See?
The English
no,
or Spanish.
Yeah. No, I saw that, but I didn't understand it.
It's like
what's the point?
This guy goes around saying like English or Spanish.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, if you move, you're gay. And then like, there's like a bunch of like...
Oh, it's just like a weird
It's like whoever...
Shit.
And then they say like Spanish or English. Like whoever moves first is gay.
Uh-huh.
And then it's always, they're always like... And that's like the trend.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I get it.
This is a video.
Okay, because it was like one where they were on a slingshot and it was a guy and a girl.
Uh-huh.
And the girl was like English or Spanish and the guy's just like
moving
like this the whole time.
Wait, show Megan. Because I need to talk about this, bro.
What's one move in bed that makes a man go crazy every time?
Oh,
you
gotta give him that huck too and spit on that thing. You get me?
Basically, it was a street interview, and this went viral as fuck. All the guys loved it, right?
No, it's funny.
But what happened was she got fired from her job.
Yeah. Oh,
what? Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, like, do you think that's justified?
Oh, wait, couldn't I get the context of why she said that?
It was just a street interview.
Yeah, the question. I forget the question.
Yeah, I forget. Bro. But, you know, she's probably out having fun, drunk, just, like, decided to do a random TikTok, and it happened to go super viral. But
I
she's a teacher.
Damn. I only know about this.
Oh, she's a teacher?
I saw a t-shirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's her selling it. Though.
Yeah.
No, I know. I don't think it was her selling it, but that's how I found out about the trend.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's different because she's a teacher.
Yeah.
She's like an elementary school teacher.
Something like that, yeah.
Mm.
You think it's like justified then?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Actually,
I don't know if it'd be justified. I think maybe she could get like a probation.
Right.
For like 3 months, you know? But at the same time, it's like social media.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Dude, I know, but also it's because like I feel like it's like the parents.
That's why.
And also like you can't get rid of the video.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like your students will always. I feel like the students will like mimic that and like.
They might. Yeah.
And, like,
oh my god!
It's just a bad situation.
Big issue.
It is.
Especially if they were like middle schoolers.
Right.
Oh my god!
Middle school would be the worst.
Yeah.
Dude, I think the whole world all the guys love her.
Oh, for sure,
she's like a fucking hero. But in the context of an elementary school, like she gotta go.
Yeah,
she's like a hero because she's funny about it,
or like just like
she's
bad
a funny
like
bitch.
The biggest thing was too, like, she went into hiding. There was a whole like search on TikTok, like who is the Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
That was a whole thing, and she, because like If you try to find her IG, TikTok, there's nothing.
There's really nothing. Yeah.
Mystery. So like we're like, what's her name?
Right.
I think it's like Haley Welch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. It just made me question. Like, damn. Like, social media really impacts like our real life shit that heavy, though.
Even the elementary, bro. You know they're on TikTok, bro.
They're coming in
the classroom. Haktua, can I get the Haktua?
Yeah.
crazy, bro. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's just like, bro. I was imagining. Like, imagine it was one of them. Like, you're just out having fun on like a casual Friday. You know, you're just having fun.
Damn, and it's just
one bad clip, and it's just.
Right. No, but dude, that's honestly a fucking blessing, bro. Like, she's set for life. If she,
you think?
I don't think she's not.
With the Hawk too?
Okay, listen, I really don't think
she's set for life. No, she's gonna go away in like 2 weeks.
She didn't leverage it.
Okay.
She didn't leverage it.
Yeah.
She went into hiding.
She did.
If she came out off the bat, she started a pod, came out with some clothes of her own, she could ride that.
She could have started the Hawk 2 pod.
That level of virality is not is rare.
She's
very
also probably just really sad.
No, yeah. Because
she just got fired.
She probably had a feeling type shit.
She's probably like going through it right now.
Life things. Yeah. Not everyone thinks like let's ride this wave.
No, I know. Obviously, like she's had a teacher job,
right.
So she's probably not gonna just become an influencer right away.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, yo, you could have.
Dude, if she makes could've. An OnlyFans, bro, she'd make so much money.
That's true.
Holy
shit! Show them how to do the
Haktu. No. Haktu tutorial.
No, dude, honestly, that would be a crazy career
switch. That would.
She's probably so sad. You have to go to school for so long to be a teacher too.
Yeah, like a couple years and stuff. Yeah, dude.
But I'm just saying, like, yo, if she opens an Instagram today, it's a mil.
Probably. Yeah.
You know?
Probably.
Yeah. She could have come on the scene like Bobby Altoff, like for real.
Yeah.
Dude, she's out of nowhere. Like an industry plant.
Yeah, but
for real.
Yeah. Bobby's interesting as well.
Yeah.
See those season 3 photos?
No.
Oh,
no. No.
The Really Good Podcast?
No, I didn't see it. What is it?
Yeah.
Who
Bobby's
is it?
Turning into a baddie, bro.
Oh, really? Oh, she's glowing up.
Really pretty.
She's glowing up.
I think she's really pretty. But it's crazy because I used to actually watch her on TikTok before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was like.
Before the pod?
Yeah. She was a big TikToker.
Yeah. I think she was an influencer.
Yeah. She was an influencer. She, like, would always make, like, videos about how her boobs got super big because of her baby, and she's, like, breastfeeding her baby.
Yeah.
And she would talk about, she'd be, like, she had the same tone and the same, like, you know how, like, she has, like, the way she talks and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, how she made her baby videos.
I didn't know her before the Drake thing.
Dude, what the fuck? I thought she actually came out of nowhere.
Okay. No. She was, like, on TikTok. But
okay,
she
so
wasn't,
then she's not
like,
really an industry plant then.
I know, but she wasn't, like, uber mega famous.
You know male plus or not?
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
Dude, but speaking of Bobby Altoff, though, did you see how she like went out to like film Kendrick's music video for Not Like Us?
What?
No way. Bro, she was out there too?
No way.
Bro, Kendrick is on some different shit.
No way, bro.
He had YG and Bobby Altoff in Compton.
Yeah, I saw YG.
Yeah.
No way. They were saying
Bobby Bompton. Bro, they had a dude. I'm telling she's in the Not Like Us music video.
No way.
That's actually hella.
Dude, you know how Drake literally plays. Yeah. Bro, that's literally Kendrick, bro.
Yeah, okay, I apologize for my my Drake glazing in the last episode. Like, but Kendrick is actually smart.
He is.
I don't know, like.
Dude, Kendrick is mad.
Like, Bobby Altoff, bro? Like, yeah, not that's, fucking that's a crazy Bobby, play, bro. Like, not Bobby, too, bro.
That's a crazy play.
The amount of money
play.
I would pay to know why they're not friends anymore.
Dude, yeah, because I don't know if you guys know, like, Drake and Bobby, they had their falling out.
Yeah, and she deleted
the video.
Yeah, they say it was because they played Tyga's Rack City Bitch.
That's not why.
Yeah, I really don't.
But the thing is, that's the loophole that Drake used.
Right.
To get the video down.
Because
it's a copyright. But I don't know why they ended up unfollowing and blocking. And
damn. Do you think they did it? I always feel like whenever Drake's around, bro, he did it once with that girl. I don't know why, dude. He just seems
I did see rumors about that. But I really... Yeah. I don't know. But I want to know.
He caused her to divorce her husband in this stuff, though. <Yeah. laughs> That's crazy, bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. They got divorced.
Yeah. No. It's crazy, though. I just feel like there's so much different shit that's been going on in the week, like on all the social medias. But we all like know about different shit.
I know.
What I mean?
I kind of like that, though.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Because we can each talk about it.
Yeah.
Because this whole Brooke Schofield thing, you guys, I was in it.
I've never heard of that shit until right now.
Yeah. It's such a girl thing.
Yeah, definitely.
It is a very girl lore.
And I, I do realize the Haktua thing,
too. Is it a guy thing?
Yeah, I showed a girl, too, and she didn't know what I was
Oh, really? No, yeah. Know. Oh, interesting.
How long ago was that? Like a week ago?
Probably like a week ago.
Past 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty fresh.
Really?
Two
no weeks. Way.
It went
that.
Really viral.
I literally saw it for the very first time yesterday.
Dude, yeah. It went so viral that even Andrew Schultz is talking about it on his pod.
Wait, was it on TikTok?
For me, Twitter.
All over.
Twitter?
All over.
That's why.
I don't be using Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy though.
I'll show you.
I
right
built
now.
My For You page, you guys.
Yeah.
Who's
no.
Andrew? Oh, I know him.
Andrew Schultz.
Oh, I know him.
Can I see?
He kind of has like a weird haircut.
Dude, I'm gonna get like.
He looks like Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
dude.
Bit. Huh?
He looks like Hitler?
A little bit. Totally. He has a much. Haktua.
Literally, one day ago, Kendrick and Haktua. Yeah,
you know, yeah. You know who he is, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I watched their video about how they all like did shrooms or Molly.
Yeah,
or something.
I watched that same one too.
Yeah, yeah. And they were like talking about the experience, and the way they described it made it very funny.
Really?
Have you guys done shrooms before?
I've done it before.
No. You know, people microdose on that, right?
Yeah, I heard.
What do you guys think about that?
I honestly totally am for it.
Right?
Really?
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Why?
I have never microdosed, but I have tried it.
Oh,
I've microdosed before once,
really?
It just kept me up at night. I took it to go watch the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's a bad trip for me.
No, but it didn't work at all, and my friend fainted in the movie theater, so that like freaked me the fuck out, like woke me up.
Like because of the shrooms?
No, she was doing it early in the day, and they just didn't drink enough water.
Damn. Should we get into some questions, boys?
Yeah, into the episode.
Yeah. Who wants to start with the first question?
I'll start with the first question today. Mm-hmm. So this is actually a live scenario that I got from someone in the live chat, right?
Okay.
And this is serious, bro. So we need to be serious for this brother right
now,
right?
Yeah, I got you.
So it said, how do you go about telling your Asian parents you dropped out? He said, I'm working on some stuff on the side and taking a gamble, but I have insane levels of guilt for my parents.
This is such a valid question.
Yeah. He was like dead ass serious too. His name was Jay, I remember. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. I'm the type where I make sure everything's set in stone before I release any information. That's why I didn't want to tell you guys about my job shit until I actually got it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like in your case, you should really wait for your thing that you're doing on the side to like really pop off.
See, that's
you can't though.
See, I was that my initial answer was that I was like, wait until you made
like,
it
money,
and then show it. But the problem with that is it might take a couple of years.
Yeah, that's or it might just not even work.
Yeah, it might not work. Yeah,
yeah.
And your parents are definitely gonna ask like about school during that time.
Did
that
he
you're
drop
grinding.
Out of college or high school?
Probably college. Yeah, I think this is one of those where it's like he says it's kind of working. Like he's having little bits of success in whatever he's doing, so he's starting to.
Mm-hmm.
But and I think he's planning to drop out anyways. So it's more so like how is he gonna like tell his
parents?
Hasn't
dropped.
Drop out yet?
No, yeah, he hasn't. Because this is how do you go about telling your Asian parents?
Oh,
don't drop out yet.
Yeah, don't drop out.
I would say don't drop out until it blows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you haven't dropped out yet.
Wait, let me see. How do you go about it? No, he did drop out, but he just hasn't told his parents he dropped out.
Actually,
he could drop out. Dropping out's not a problem, I think.
It's not. You can always go back. You can always go back.
Yeah. Dropping out's not a problem, bro.
You can't. I think
like,
after a certain time, you can't go back.
Yeah. But also, like, those people who take those risks are the ones who have the big time success, though.
No, that is true.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Big risk, big reward.
Yeah. I would encourage it almost to you, bro, honestly.
Yeah, bro.
For me.
I think if you just, you know yourself the best.
Yeah.
Right. And if you got something brilliant going on, like, definitely pursue that.
Yeah, bro. For
but
sure.
But the question about how you tell your parents,
yeah.
like, if you're seeing some success,
yeah.
shit, I would wait.
Wait.
I would wait until
like you can show them that fucking, you know, that bank slip, like that bank statement.
Would
like,
you act like you're still in school then to the parents?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, realistically, like, you just need to, like, you know, pick up some phone calls here and there.
Yeah.
Like, hopefully you're, like, not living with them.
Right.
If you're living with them, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
Dude, that's very hard. Yeah.
But hopefully, like, you moved out.
Yeah.
And you're, like...
If you're moved out, and you got a little more leverage, too.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
But if he didn't, it'd be actually kind of funny being like, oh, I'm going to class. And he just, like, sits in his car.
Dude. I think people have to do that
sometimes.
Yeah. But I think that's good advice for him. Just act like you're in school still, bro.
Dude, well, I feel like he's still living at home.
He might be. I feel like
that's why he would ask this kind of question.
Yeah, so it's even harder for him to tell probably.
Yeah, because if you like moved out, you're paying all your own bills. Like they really can't really say much, you know?
No, but that's exactly why he shouldn't say anything until he's ready to move out.
I totally
agree. And has gotten the success. Because like, dude, every day is going to be hell if you tell them.
I don't like living like that though. You're basically like your whole life is like kind of just walking on eggshells.
Yeah, dude.
You know you're lying to your parents. Yeah. Every fucking dinner, you're like
super like
super like anxious and shit.
Exactly,
right.
Dude. Honestly, if I were you, bro, like show your parents your passion and how dedicated you are. And I think you know if your parents are not super tiger moms and shit, like
I think
they might understand. They might come around to it.
Yeah.
They definitely gonna get mad at you because you dropped out without asking them.
For sure.
Like that's
for sure.
I don't know about that tough. Move, though. Yeah, I don't know about...
That's a pretty huge move.
It is.
Especially if your parents are paying for your college tuition.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So true.
And, like, yeah, I really don't think you should... I think you should wait.
Oh, that is true. Imagine they pay for 3 years of college.
And imagine like he pocketed the money for his business.
Oh, my god,
bro.
That would be
We're
insane.
Just, like, making it live. Yeah.
Oh, my god.
Oh my god.
Let's assume that there was not too much money involved.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. This kind of brings up.
This is sticky, Jay.
Yeah, it's a sticky one, Jay. But I think you gave him good advice, bro. Like he should honestly tell if possible. Like you'll feel better. But
I think if you're making at least 50K from what you're doing, like you're straight to tell your parents.
Oh, yeah. I agree. Yeah.
But I don't think he's making 50.
I think the little success is just like, you know, he picked up.
Yeah. Right. Or like maybe, he just started profiting or something. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, because if you're showing like you made 2K last month, like your parents could be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's definitely one of those, bro.
Yeah. Wait till it picks up. Hopefully it ain't too long.
Yeah. Hopefully, bro. Good luck, though. Good luck
with
that.
Dude, it sounds like he wants to rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
He probably does, yeah.
Just do it then, you know?
Then that means, like, you talk to your parents then a lot in a certain way if you want to tell them this badly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel like it wouldn't be as bad.
Yeah.
Because if he didn't talk to them a lot,
he wouldn't even have brought up that question.
I'm pretty sure all our assumptions are super correct about this guy so far. Like, he definitely lives at home still. Yeah. like, all this stuff. And it's definitely, like, the 2K, 1K range. Definitely, for sure, you know? Also, I'll tell him, too, like, bro, if you tell them, like, just make sure to, like, you're, like, ready to, like, kind of go against your parents and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
also... I would say if you want to tell them, have your shit ready. And have the questions prepped.
Maybe have like a little PowerPoint about all your stats of your
something.
New job.
Yeah, something.
And be confident. Like, don't go in there like defensive.
For sure not.
Be more confident.
Yeah.
Dude, Asian parents, you just need to show them that fucking that pay slip.
You do.
That'll do it.
No questions asked.
That'll really do it. That'll literally
No questions asked.
Yeah, for sure.
This kind of brings up a funny topic,
uh-huh.
But like when you guys were younger, if you guys ever wanted something from your parents, did you guys ever like do anything funny to get it? Like, for example, if my cousin and I wanted to have a sleepover together, we'd make up a dance and make them watch us do the dance.
Bro,
and at the end, we'd be like, can we have a sleepover?
Bro, our harmony would make us play our instruments every birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
No
way. We'd all have to do like one performance. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What would you
do? Wait, your ass would sing some years.
Big singer.
What were you doing?
I was playing a clarinet. Nah, not a lot.
Okay.
Dude, I would make like PowerPoints
uh-huh.
and make my parents sit through a PowerPoint of like what kind of new shoes I want. Do you guys ever do that?
No.
Never the PowerPoint. No. But
see, like some shit like that would work though. Like,
yeah. They probably thought it was hella cute. Like the daughter hella wants it, you know?
Yeah.
I made so many dances with my cousin.
And it worked every time.
It worked every time.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a sleepover.
I would eat that up for my daughter. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely cute. Who got the next question?
Okay, I have a situational question.
Oh, okay.
What would you do if you found out later in your relationship that your significant other and best friend have hooked up before and never told you?
Partner and best friend.
That's so...
I don't know who to slap.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, this was before you guys were dating?
Yeah, but they never told you.
Right. And then now I'm guessing you're like 2-3 years in and it's just like you're already so deep.
Yeah.
I think that one's one of those where it's like, dude, that crossed the line, bro. Like even if it happened years
ago. So you drop both of them?
You might have to.
No, no, no. So let's say like you and your best friend, right? Yeah. And then there was a random guy that came into the friend group and then they hooked up and then 6 months later he starts dating you now.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she didn't say anything about it either.
Yeah, no, it's a fuck situation because technically
you weren't together.
But your best friend and your current partner, like, they didn't do anything wrong by hooking up because it was before
they,
you.
Right.
The only thing they did wrong was not tell you.
Yeah. Because then, the same time, bro, it's kind of like they were keeping a secret from me the whole time. Because they kept seeing each other after you're dating. Yeah. And it's like, yo, we both know we fucked once.
But
the girl, the partner,
like,
doesn't
know.
They
were seriously not doing anything.
What you mean?
Like, once
it was
you had like a relationship.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. They weren't cheating yet, for
right.
sure. Yeah.
Right. But wouldn't, like, you feel embarrassed as a girl?
Of course.
Yeah, you're, like, best friends with this girl and your man piped and you don't know.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I'd feel so embarrassed, but...
Dude, I'd be so sad.
Yeah. But you're saying you wouldn't leave, though? Like, it's
I wouldn't leave my man.
Really?
If it was, like, a three-year relationship.
Yeah. It is really hard.
And, like, he
time.
Never actually cheated on you. True. He just failed to mention...
I think what's harder, though, is, like, you'll think that everything else is, like, a lie.
Yeah, you could.
And now, like, you might look at your best friend differently, too, which
yeah.
kind of sucks.
Like, who are you even supposed to be more mad at?
Exactly.
In this case?
Exactly.
You really can't be mad at anyone.
But, yeah, you can.
I mean, you can be mad about the lying.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't know how you would.
I don't know how you.
We got two back-to-back sticky situations. What's going on, bro? This one's sticky.
It's hella sticky.
Because are they really your best friend if they didn't tell you?
Right.
Exactly.
And then are they really your partner?
How about we give what we would actually do each?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Honestly, I'm going to admit, I think that's going to hurt me too bad, bro. Mm-hmm. After, like, even if it's 3 years, it's super hard. But it's like, if it's my best friend, dude, it's going to bother me too much, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, the rest of my relationship.
Right.
So I think for me, I would, hard, but I think I'd have to get out. What about you guys, though?
If I had a feeling that we weren't gonna get married, I would get out too.
Mm. Okay, that's a good additional point.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. That's a very hard
wait. You gotta pick, though. We're not taking no I don't knows today.
Is the get out also like dropping your best friend too?
Well, you could say whatever you do. You could keep the best friend and drop the girl, or.
Sorry, I'm writing a question so I don't forget it.
Oh no, you're good.
Yeah, I might drop the girl.
It's kind of tough.
Yeah, I might drop the girl, but 2 years is a long time.
It is. The time makes it tough.
That's like you and your girl right now.
Yeah,
bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Too much invested too.
It is a lot invested, but then it also like makes me think, cause I imagine that situation. I was like, damn. So then like the next like 30 years when I'm with her though, I feel like I will still think about this sometimes.
For sure.
I don't think so.
Really?
30 years?
It's one or the other is gonna have to get dropped.
Yeah, I mean like just throughout the duration of my marriage, like I'm just gonna know like.
But that was before.
Yeah, but it's like my best friend though.
Right.
It's like that guy was supposed to be my best man at my wedding, but now like you fucked him, so it's like kind of fucked.
But
there was no feelings.
I don't know. So are you saying you'd stay? You'd let your man do
that? No. I'm gone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then what's going on here?
I'm just trying to make it harder for you guys.
I love it. I respect it.
Yo, what if they did tell you?
Okay.
Would you have still dated her?
Never.
Yeah. Also, probably the answer would be no, right?
Okay.
Right.
There's so many guys out there.
Yeah.
That you don't need to date someone that's hooked up with your best friend.
Right. Like, unless it's like one of those where it's like you genuinely really love this girl. Like, you say I had an IG crush for months, and then my homie just happened to hit once. Then I feel like, you know, like.
Isn't that the same thing?
It is, but it's just like if he tells me early, now that I'm thinking about it, I think there's some girls I would continue with. If it was once.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, like, you have the chance to get over it.
Yeah. And it might not even lead. I don't know.
It's tough. I don't know. Yo, you guys are looking at me. I have another question.
What's your answer?
Yeah, oh, I
have no answer.
Yeah, I have no answer.
Team, I don't know.
I don't like these I don't know guys.
Yeah. We need
I have another question, though.
Okay.
Okay. Do you think you will really know that you've met the one when you meet the one? Like, instantly? You know? How guys usually say this a lot. Guys are like, oh, I knew I was going to marry her the minute I met her. You know?
Yeah.
I have something to say about that, though. Mm-hmm. Huh? I feel like guys say it's the one when they're ready to receive the one.
The taxi theory.
Right.
Taxi cab theory.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, explain, what is the taxi cab?
So the taxi cab theory is that guys, no matter, even if they meet the dream girl of their life, when they're in a stage where they do not want to date, they're not going to date. Oh. But the minute the guy decides in his mind, I'm ready to date, normally the next girl that he meets is the girl that he's going to date. So right. It's just like whenever the taxi light is on, mm-hmm. that they're willing to date is when a guy's most likely going to date.
That makes mm-hmm. sense. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Do I think I'll feel if it's the one? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Right now, mm-hmm. I'm like battling between like being realistic with dating mm-hmm. yeah. and then chasing that feeling.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I like truly think I'm going to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
Because
something
like
tells me that yeah. too.
Because like the guys that I've met, I will be head over heels. I would like them so much. I will be so in love with them. But there is always an inkling in the back of my head that's telling me I'm never going to marry them.
Oh, really?
Even though I'm like in love with this man. You know what I mean? Like there's always a little light that goes on in my brain. It's like, you're not going to get married. Like why are you feeling so strong? And I always get this, you know?
Hmm.
So that's why I feel like I'm going to kind of know when I do meet a guy.
Oh, no, I feel like you're not going to know, honestly. I feel like guys who say that shit, whenever I hear that line, I'm like, oh, they're capping, bro. I don't know.
Really?
It just sounds like such a cap thing to say.
It sounds like a very like infatuation thing to say.
Yeah. Or like once like the marriage is super good, then you say it like, you know, like, oh, yeah, I always knew she was the one. But it's like in the moment, like they didn't really know. Yeah. They're just saying that later. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Because in my opinion, like, I think it is possible, maybe. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But for the most part, I feel like as the time goes on, you see more and more about them. And then you're like, oh, shit, maybe she is the one. Because mm-hmm. you're realizing, like, damn, she could do this for me, this. Mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But right away, it's just like, what, based on the look?
Yeah, maybe based on the first impression, like vibe, the connection.
Because yeah. I'm curious if you feel that same super infatuation feeling, mm-hmm. like, 3 years down the line. Like
what
I wonder
do you mean?
If you know the same feeling you feel when you really like someone
uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
you meet them for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Do you think you'll feel that same feeling like 3-4 years down the line?
For my new partner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you know you're gonna marry him, because I feel like as the time goes on, the love that you feel in exchange with your partner changes. I think in the beginning it's super passionate and strong and shit, but definitely fades a little as the years go on.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's how you know you truly love them, if you're willing to get past that fighting stage too and you still love them during that fighting stage.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm still kind of like that person, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking at the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
So I feel like, yeah.
Is it bad to go on dates with somebody knowing that you'll probably never get into a relationship with them?
I like this question, Jason.
Yeah. Mm. It's kind of like, is it bad to like lead somebody on?
Yeah. I would say it's a little different though. I would say it's slightly different. If you're just going on the dates and you know, like you don't know if the girl's feeling you yet, then I think it's fine.
Yeah. I think it depends on how long you guys have been talking in a way. And if you've shown kind of signs that you're a little ghosting, like you're not replying as fast and stuff like that, then I think it's okay. And then eventually you say it, you know? But if you guys act exactly the same every single time and there's nothing, then I don't know. I wouldn't see a point in it.
No, I'm thinking more in the sense of like you guys keep going on dates.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But then like one person knows that you're probably
you're not gonna date.
And the other person actually does want to date.
Mm. Yeah. This is one of those situations, bro, actually, where if you're my boy, then it's okay. But like, if you're the one who like doesn't like her, then I'm like, oh, just keep doing your thing, brother. Yeah. But then if you're the one who's in love with the girl and she's just leading you on, I'm like, bro, dude, stop hanging out with this girl.
Right.
It's definitely one of those.
Yeah. The reason I bring it up is
because
I feel like a lot of guys, like when they're the ones like leading on a girl, mm-hmm.
they don't stop.
They don't stop because the second they stop, they don't have somebody to like, you know, go on dates with,
mm-hmm.
you know, like sleep with, mm-hmm. like literally like.
A lot of girls do the same thing too, to be honest though.
Yeah.
Girls definitely do it too.
Yeah.
I think for me is like, I literally cannot hang out with you if I don't like you.
Yeah. You've definitely mentioned that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I'll get very turned off if I keep hanging out with them. So I eventually just cut it off.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But no, I see what you're saying, bro. I mean, you're basically saying, is it fucked up to do that, right? And
cause dude, I did the same shit, bro.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you won't be able to find better in a way, or like,
no,
are you just
like
afraid to be alone, kind of thing?
No, it's more like, you know what it is? It's more like you're like a mid tier guy, So you're not like getting girls left and right, right?
Okay.
So once you get a girl, like you don't want to let her go.
Oh yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
Because if you let her go, you gotta fucking go on another 6 month hiatus of not fucking.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of leading this girl on. Like you still like her,
but not enough.
Yeah. Not enough to like get in a relationship.
Right. Right.
I feel like, you know, my boy doing that right now.
But you're acting. You're acting like it's gonna get there.
Acting like yeah. Because yeah, the girl obviously
is gonna leave that. If she knows.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so different from the girl's perspective and the guy's perspective in this situation, right?
Actually. You know what, though? I feel like it's ultimately up to the girl. It's fucked up, but at some point, you know that that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Past, like, and if 4 or 5 months.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. I feel like you, it's kind of on the girl to leave at
hint.
That point.
Yeah.
It's fucked up for the guy to lead him on, but
yeah. I totally agree.
It's also on the girl to know her own self-worth.
Self-worth, yeah.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
And that's like literally what happened, and I felt so fucking bad.
Uh-huh.
Because that question always comes up, like, yo, what are we?
Yeah.
And it's like 6 months in.
Yeah.
Like, shit. I mean, I'm just trying to extend the timeline. You know what I mean? And it always ends so bad.
Yeah.
Because you're like, yo, psych.
Yeah.
I never, yo, like, actually, you know, like, thanks, yeah. for, but I never wanted this.
Right.
I think this
and
is.
And they're like, yo, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So after that, like, I promised I would never, like, lead a girl on again.
Yeah, yeah, actually.
I feel like, guys, are you thinking more in, like, because you, like, have no one else to pipe?
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
Exactly. My boy's doing this right now, bro. And it's like, I'm like watching my sophomore year self, bro. Mm. I'm like, yo, I'm like seeing the way he talks. He's like, you don't actually like her.
Mm-hmm.
But then like, you know, he's like me, like, mm-hmm. you know, this average guy.
I think what Jennifer said is so true, even though it's so fucked. You know what I mean?
So it's on the girl. You said it was on
I
the
think
girl?
Eventually
well,
the
like
girl.
Later on.
Yeah. And the girl eventually will get to a point where she's so fed up that she won't want it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know though. You I know? Think from the girl's perspective though, the problem is that a lot of girls have a hard time dipping out of these things. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah,
they,
yeah,
do
yeah.
too, they do too because yeah. they start to fall for that guy.
Yeah. Also, also girls like to see things in a lot more positive way. You know, and they're delusional. We think about random scenarios, so it's like that person they think in their mind is who yeah. they're dating.
They're right. just thinking like, yo, he's just taking a little long to ask
me. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Dude, but also, I know it's fucked up, ladies, but I feel like we almost have to expect guys to do that, so you should just come equipped and like bring those questions up early on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Like, do you see smart. Me? Yeah. Do you see dating me in the future? And right. like, you can instantly tell from like right. their body language right. and like their sure. reaction. Like, you bring it up, and it's up to you to decide.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
and
that's probably true.
And the hardest part is just saying no that first time. It's the first no, and then once you say it, you kind of have a feeling in your mind where it's like, I said it. Now, like, it's a little easier to say it again.
But you know what yeah. I would say when that girl would ask me, like, yo, uh-huh. like, are you down to date me? I'd be like, uh-huh. yo, I'm still like trying to figure it out.
That's
like,
why. <that's laughs> exactly.
You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
And
exactly.
the girl believes that, though.
Right.
No, no,
I'm
but.
Like, yo, I gotta figure you out a little
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Dude, to be honest, you think they believe it, but
all girls really know.
Like, they.
I don't know about all, but a lot.
Okay, maybe not all, but like.
Yeah.
The situations where it gets too far, like
deep down, I feel like you truly know if a guy wants you or not.
Yeah, I think what you said earlier was super good, dude. Like, if all the girls consider that before they start even going on the first date,
yeah,
then it's never gonna get to that point because they're already
totally
like
agree.
Cautious.
You
I know?
Totally agree. Yeah.
But the thing is, you would never ask that question, like, "Yo, do you see yourself dating me?"
Not
until
on first
like
date.
Until like 2-3 months in.
Maybe in a month you
no,
could
in
do
a
it.
Month,
in
a month,
yeah,
you could
yeah,
just,
yeah,
yeah.
You could do it in a month.
And I. Yeah, that's so real.
Yeah.
That's
for the so guys, real. Though, now that I'm thinking about it, the more you're talking about it, it is a little fucked because I feel like, dude, if I was leading around for like 9 months, eventually yeah. I feel guilty.
Yeah, you feel guilty.
Yeah.
Again.
yeah. You feel icky?
Yeah, dude, you feel hella
yeah,
icky.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
you're
not going to stop,
dick.
Though. Yeah.
You might.
You might just ask her out because you feel
yeah.
so guilty.
Something. yeah. Or that's why guys have rosters sometimes, too, because then you could easily just go to the next and it's easier to cut it off.
See, but those are like with guys that have game.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm talking
yeah.
about, you know, a lot of guys, like, they're not getting girls
right.
left and right.
Right.
They get the one girl.
But I honestly believe you need to just be by yourself then because you learn so much if you're single. like, and truly single.
Yeah, but that guy was probably single for a long time.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
He's not trying to be single again for another fucking
that's
year.
That's no excuse, though. Yeah. But I can see it's just how it is, which sucks. But.
You know, I realize guys have less self-control than girls do. I feel like.
I agree,
if
actually.
If they're really thinking with their other head, no self-control.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
that's
know?
Very true.
Which is
that's why us as women need to protect ourselves.
On God. Yeah.
Protect our box.
On God.
But when a woman does go crazy for the D, it's insane. Like, you know, like when a guy
that's a crazy ass statement.
You don't think so? When a when a guy's horny, thinking with his other hand, it's pretty crazy. Like, he'll go to far extremes. Yeah, he'll do whatever.
I think
when a girl gets to that stage, though it is rare. When she gets to that stage, girls are relentless because they're not used to, like, the guy saying no. So they're like, yo, like let's just do it, you know? Like,
when the guy is holding out?
Yeah. If the guy was holding out and the girl's hella horny.
I agree with that. Yeah. Because, at a certain point, it becomes a thing of, like, ego.
Yeah. You're like, what the hell? Every guy would usually say yes. Right. Why is this guy? Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
Yeah. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah.
To the point where I feel like I have to... That means you're
basically saying, like, you guys are different, like, sexual drives. Right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, or say, like, for example, for me, bro, honestly, like, I would always wait. I told you, I'd wait for the girl. She's got to make the move. Because I don't want to.
You're crazy for that.
Yeah, I don't want to have something to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was the only
No,
reason.
Like, you got to wait for a green light, but you got to make the first move.
Nah. Not really.
But there's green lights.
Yeah, there are green lights, but I just wait, bro.
I would hate that.
Dude, girl's not making a first move.
But when you wait, that's how they get, though. I'm saying, bro.
Oh, they're like, why the fuck?
Yeah. And then they're like, yo, like, what's going on? And then, like, yeah.
That's all. You playing the.
Yeah, Uno reverse card. Gotcha. Yeah. You weren't used to that one.
Yeah, I feel like I've only experienced, like, that level of horniness when I'm actually in a relationship.
Word. Yeah.
Not when I'm out of it and I need it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying you're hornier.
I'm hornier in a relationship, 100%.
Is that for everybody?
Yeah.
Horny in a relationship? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think Jason's
just
saying. I'm
just horny. Bro.
Yeah.
Like that situation where a girl is trying to... never had anybody match my freak, bro.
Dude.
Never have I ever, you know?
Yeah.
This is like another question, but what is like your dream life? Not dream career. You know, people always say, what's your dream career? But let's say you had all the money in the entire world. Would you want to be, like, just lazy at home? You know? Or would you want to, like, use your money to build a business or something, you know?
Yeah, build businesses, travel. I would travel.
Yeah.
But to be honest, my dream is, like, being, like, one of those Pilates moms. And, like, having five kids and, like, taking care of them. That's literally my dream. Yeah.
Really?
Like, I want a big family. Mm. I take care of them. My husband brings in the bread.
Yeah.
And I take care of my family.
See, the kids, when the kids come in, then, yeah, it's, like, you got to stay home.
Yeah.
Like, that's my dream life.
Yeah.
For real.
But then what do you do after, like, they go to college and shit?
That's when the husband retires.
Yeah, and then we
can and then you go travel.
Yeah, like in
that's
like
I feel like
yeah,
that's
and
the
then we can go travel together.
Yeah.
At 60 though.
Yeah.
Oh, for real.
Dude, that's what people do with their retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, but going back to that question, a lot of people do say when they're like when they make all this money, they're like, oh yeah, I could finally do nothing.
But would you want to do nothing?
Yeah, that's what I realized. Like, dude, if you do nothing, bro, it's not it either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to farm.
Farm.
That would be nice too.
Real life Animal Crossing or what?
Mm-hmm. I want like chickens and. Like goats.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not like I don't want cows. The horse. Ooh. You know? I got to buy a bunch of land. You know?
Yeah.
And do a bunch of shit on the land.
No, that is cool.
Dude, I hate the idea of having to like wait till 60 to do shit.
Yeah, bro.
You know? It's like, bro, I don't want to travel when I'm 60, bro. I'm just trying to travel right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm. I'm starting to have a change of thought. Like, I do think now maybe our 20s is the time to be doing that shit, actually.
No, it is, bro.
Yeah.
Can't like, even fucking run. Dude.
Yeah. Because you know how, like, in college, like, right after, everyone typically gets a job? But now the more I'm thinking about, like, definitely after you graduate your undergrad, a year or two off to actually just do whatever and, like, explore might be the move, bro.
It is the move.
Yeah.
It is the move. I've seen a couple of my friends, what they do is immediately after college, they get a job.
Yeah.
And they save all that money for 2 years. And then they're still young enough. They're, like, 25 now, you know? And they take an entire year off and travel the world. I've seen a couple of my friends do that, and that is genius.
That's the move too.
Yeah.
You need money to travel.
You do.
You need lots of money to travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because once you graduate and you start working, bro, you're working forever. That's what I'm realizing, right. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of too late once you start.
I mean, it's kind of hard to get out because weirdly, like once you start working, all the like money comes like and goes.
Yeah. Somehow.
Because your lifestyle keeps adjusting like based on like how much you make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you start elevating more expensive rent, better car. Exactly. Yeah. That's why I think now is the time for us to do that traveling shit if we do want to do it.
Do you guys want a big family?
I would want three kids.
Three kids?
Yeah.
Like, okay, everyone say the kid amount.
The best.
Oh, five. At least three.
Really?
Five is crazy.
Yeah, five's a lot. Wow.
I'm thinking like one or two max for me.
Definitely not one.
Yeah, two.
They need a buddy. They always need a buddy.
Yeah, I see two.
I want two or three, no twins.
Yeah, twins is tough, bro. Dude, yeah. No Have you ever twins. Thought about the family might be expecting one? They could only financially support one, and they get surprised with twins in that thing, bro. It's like, what do you do? Yeah. You're screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want twins either. I would love to be a twin, but I don't want to have twins.
Dude, yeah, being a twin looks so fun.
It does.
Built-in bestie.
Oh, God. And if you guys are, like, identical, too?
I don't know. I didn't want a twin. Really? Your identity is
competitive.
Twin.
Yeah, it is kind of.
They're the twins. They look twins. Like,
right.
I wouldn't mind that.
Can we invite the like twins? That.
But that's like a built-in life bestie forever.
You don't even have to get invited. You have each other.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 how good you guys think you are in bed.
Ooh, this is a humbling question.
Yeah, this is a good Very question. This is a good question, actually. This is a good question.
I think we could categorize it. We could do
by what?
Like just sex, and then head,
hand stuff,
head and hands. That's
too many. Yeah. Whoa.
Overall.
Overall. Yeah. Who started with their rating?
I don't want to start.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start. I'll start. No one wants to start. I'll start with a cool 6.5.
Oh, humble king.
Yeah. Yo, that's lower than I thought you'd
No,
say.
That's way lower.
That's
than
lower, way lower.
I'm going to be realistic. I think 10, you got to be a fucker, bro. Yeah.
And really, the only thing you can, I think you can only say you're a 10 if you're like 35.
Yeah, like I don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think anyone here is a 10. Like,
no, 35 years old?
No, people say you have the best sex of your life when you're older.
Oh, I'm ready.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I believe it. Yeah, I totally believe it. I just feel like they're down for everything, bro. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what about y'all, man? Why is it only me?
Wait, explain that. Yeah.
Oh, 6 and 9. Yeah, just I think there's more room to grow. More room to grow. I think
they grow, motherfucker.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. But I think, just need more to go. I need to get freakier.
No,
like,
but do you say that with your relationship with your girlfriend? Would you say you're better?
Yeah. No, I got better, but I'm saying more so just like my actual performance. Like I'm breaking down my performance.
Right, yeah.
I think I could mix in like more positions. like, dude, I feel like a fucker's doing like 10, 15 positions.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm doing like 3 to 5.
He's doing that's like basic. Some side
but
stuff.
But you know,
like
3 to 5.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's bare minimum, though. You know, that's
he's
why I'm
doing variations.
Yeah, I'm not too high. Yeah.
Right.
I'm doing like a lot of the go-tos in the relationship. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're doing relationship positions.
Yeah, man. Come on. I'm not down for no more like, yo, like, let's try this. Like, I don't know, like.
Oh.
I'm not trying
you're
as much shit.
You're comfortable with
yeah,
what
I'm comfortable.
You do.
I'm comfortable, yeah.
Wait.
I'm not going to do some
Paul,
freak position
you,
I see on Twitter.
Do you guys still do like the foreplay? Or is it kind of like getting straight to business?
I would say sometimes straight to business.
Yeah.
But the foreplay is more on like special occasions or like if alcohol is involved or something like that. Yeah.
Wait, dude, you know what? Uh-huh. I feel like I know a lot of couples that don't make out anymore.
Dude, it kind of gets like that.
It kind of gets like that, right?
It gets
right?
like that, yeah.
And I
like
never want to be... It got like that for me, and I kind of don't like that.
Yeah, no, but I feel like all my relationships, like, we're always very passionate.
Right,
in
right.
In that department.
I love the making out department as well. So I tried to incorporate that one.
That's
that
a really
yeah,
good
I like
thing.
That one. Yeah. Honestly, if we're going specific, like, I'm not as good at the while doing it, doing the second thing at the same time. I'm not comfortable with that yet either.
Wait, what?
Like either holding a machine at the same time or putting my hand somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm not comfortable with
multitasking.
That yet.
I love your honesty.
Gotta be honest with the boys.
I literally love it.
I love your honesty.
Of course, of course. So let's get into you guys, though.
Okay.
I'm done being honest.
Okay.
What's going on here?
I'm giving it some thought.
I'm giving it some thought. Okay, I think I'm at like a...
Be honest, too. Like,
I'm being honest.
Yeah. Don't even be humble.
Okay.
The breakdown after is hilarious.
No, yeah.
Like, I'm a 9 because.
Okay, I would say like 6.9.
Oh. 7. 69?
I thought yours would have been higher too.
6.9 to 7.
Wait,
I would
why
say.
Is everyone being so modest?
Yeah, go with the 7.
Really?
Hey, no point ones and shit. Just go like 0.5s.
Okay, yeah, I say I'm a 7.
Okay, why?
Because I'm not like a. Okay.
Be honest. Be honest.
I think I excel in the head department.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I think I honestly believe that I have great. I'm very creative with it.
Oh, heard you.
I think my lacking would be, like, I know how to be on top and like do the works, but I can't do it for a really long time. You heard?
You're right. The legs get so tired.
The legs get tired. The mega knees need to calm down sometimes. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's your breakdown right there? That's your breakdown?
Can you think I'm good at like initiating.
Okay.
And verbally.
Like you make the guy feel good.
I verbally make the guy feel really amazing. I think that's where I still at.
Damn. I feel like you would be higher than a 7 with that take. Really? Yeah.
I don't want to say like I'm a, no, I don't. I think I'm a 7 because I've also like haven't been in a relationship in 2 years.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, are you pretty creative in the bedroom?
I like to be.
Oh,
Yeah.
She's close to a fucker. You're up there. You're like, she might be like an 8, bro. You might be like an 8 right here.
So like 1 to fucker. What are you?
I'm a half fucker.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't given head in like almost 2 years though now.
Oh.
Dude, I was gonna ask you a crazy question. Can I ask you?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause you said you think you're very good at the head, right?
Uh huh.
But I know you mentioned this before on the pod that you don't open your eyes.
Huh?
You say you don't open your eyes.
You don't open your eyes.
Yeah, you say you don't look at the thing, at their dingling. No?
I don't need to.
But that's like interesting to me.
I think it depends on the guy. Oh. I also like haven't given head in 2 years.
Right.
I also don't give head unless they're my boyfriend.
Right.
You know?
I just felt like if you're like super good at head, like you gotta look at what you're doing.
I mean, if it's my boyfriend, yeah, I'm gonna.
Oh,
look
okay,
at
okay, okay.
Yeah.
Just curious. This is getting super personal.
I know.
It's getting a little awkward.
Dude, honestly, I give myself like an 8.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
So she really thinks she's a 9.
Can I go into my explanation?
Yeah.
Okay. I think, like Megan, I'm also pretty good in the head department. I've gotten multiple feedbacks.
You know what's so and crazy? This was the first thing Jennifer and I ever talked about.
Right.
Oh, was it?
We looked at each other and we're like,
dude,
because we know.
Real recognize real.
That's exactly what she said.
No, you know when you know.
Yeah.
Like, I could tell, dude, when I see a girl, I could tell if she gives good head or not.
Whoa.
That's interesting.
What is that power?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You kind of just have an instinct. Like,
wow.
If she's a freak or not.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I mean, I feel like guys can kind of feel it.
Yeah.
But girls know within girls.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Head department, eye contact is everything.
Yeah.
You got to take their soul.
Right.
And also, I think, okay, what I can improve on, why I don't think I'm a total fucker, is because I feel like I could be more vocal. I can't, for some reason, talk.
Oh.
I can't say, like, phrases.
I see what you're saying.
If you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Does it feel weird when
it's
you
hard
it?
For me. It just feels cringe sometimes.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I have
like,
that
I'll say
as well.
The occasional swear.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know?
The occasional swear is crazy, though.
Yeah, I'll say the occasional swear word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I can't say, like, phrases.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
is it a guy to say the phrases or both?
I think a guy, if he says it, I also can't respond.
Oh, it feels cringe as well.
It feels so cringe. Oh,
I, right. No, I kind of totally understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think it depends on the guy for me too.
Oh,
but
really?
Even if I'm really comfortable with the guy, I can't do it. I don't know why. It's just really awkward for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a baby step thing, but I think you could do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm also very down. You know, I'm down to anything. I'm very non-judgmental.
Right.
So
yeah,
like, if a guy proposes something crazy, like, I'm not gonna make a big deal.
You would consider it. You would consider it.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna be like, what? Right. Like, you know, and make them feel weird about it. I feel like I'm very like, I'm open to a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. I see. Are you're kind of like that too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of girls are like, they're like, oh, like, whoa, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like, what? Like, you're so weird for
yeah,
that.
But yeah,
like, I don't think anything's weird.
Oh,
I think
wow.
It's, I honestly find it a little better because then, I don't know, I feel like they're more creative. I like creative
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah,
you
right.
know? Yeah. Yeah.
Spice things up.
Right.
For real.
You know, I'm right. willing to, you know, do a little role play if you're down.
I'll definitely say every guy listening at home right now is excited hearing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like guys would love hearing that from a girl, yeah.
I haven't touched the role play.
Yeah, me neither.
Like a legitimate role play?
A legitimate one?
Oh, yeah, me neither.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
have you done a legitimate?
What?
Yeah, how do you set that up,
dude,
bro?
Dude, it's honestly like the guy who's like, you have to be very initiative and like confident in it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
The guy,
yeah.
The guy has to be like, I'm going to order you this.
Right. Like, it's not
and
weird
we're
at all.
Doing it.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then so I'm like, okay.
Right.
Well, like,
yeah,
you can't
yeah,
be, like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't tiptoe around the topic.
You can't.
Like, you got to be like, we're doing this. I ordered it.
Right.
You know?
Put that thing on.
Put that thing on.
Oh, I will put that thing on.
And I will put that thing on. And I will come out and they're like, oh. Like, you know?
Right, right.
You gotta be super confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's
I
what
think
it
it's,
is.
It gets weird when it gets like embarrassing or like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you get like.
Also if the guy's embarrassing.
Shy about
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the girl can be a little shy, but the guy has
yeah,
to
guy
be
can't, yeah.
set in stone. Like
definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. We like that breakdown.
Yeah.
Last but not least.
Jason.
Yeah. I'm curious right here what the score's about to be, man.
Because there's like a freak level and then
right.
there's like a performance level.
Right, right.
Just because you're freaky don't mean like for a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't
not necessarily.
Mean you're a good performer.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So I think my freak level is pretty high.
Yeah.
But honestly, when I'm thinking back on my performance, mm-hmm. it's like
performance highlights.
Like I'm kind of like you. I'm not. I'm not fucking spinning her, putting
that's
her
what I'm saying.
In 10 positions.
Yeah,
like, I'm doing like 4.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, yeah. Like that's good enough, bro.
You know.
Yeah.
But score wise, bro, I'm
it's the battle between like humble and like
I know, yeah,
be,
I
like
know.
Confident.
Dude, I gotta give myself like a 7.5.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay.
7.5.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's hear the breakdown on the 7.5.
You said no points.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, oh, but I gave myself a point five.
Half
points
are cool. Half
point.
Okay.
8 is crazy. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna get hate for 8. Yeah, I'm like, yo, this guy. I think I am a little. I think I'm a little boring though, to be honest. Like, I'm not doing like the hella. I'm fucking tying you up. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not,
traditional.
You know,
yeah.
like on the regular, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So, what are your strong points?
Yeah.
What are your weaknesses?
No, I'm really just trying.
Like,
to
why
think.
Do we have to probe it out of you?
No, we don't want to have to point it out.
I know. What the heck?
No, honestly, bro.
Yeah.
Like, one of my pros, bro.
Uh huh.
Like, I got, you know what I'm saying? I got that thing on me, bro.
Okay.
I got that thing on me.
Okay, you're saying you got a rocket.
Yeah, I'm laying it down, bro.
Okay.
I'm really laying it down.
Okay.
You know.
What's the flaw? What's the flaw then?
You, and these are for the guys that really
right.
really got that thing.
Right, right, right.
It don't really matter. They say motion of the ocean, but when
right.
you got that thing on you, bro,
right.
like you just, you know what I mean? And it's good. You know what I mean? Like you don't really, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I feel like the motion of the ocean thing applies to like guys that are like. On the smaller side.
Okay.
So they got to work the angles.
Right,
no,
right, right.
I wouldn't say that. Because from personal experience,
mm-hmm.
they can have a thing on them,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know how to work it.
You're missing the spot.
Yeah, that is true. But I'm not like, you know, I'm not dumb.
You've been
like,
to the spot, Paul?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You frequent the spot?
No, I examined the spot. I examined the spot. I made sure
your
I got
visitor?
A good. Yeah. All right, so you laying that thing down. Yeah. You 7-5. Okay. All right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going, I, you know, I got that thing on me and shit, so.
You should have just went with the 8, bro. You should have went with the 8 or 9.
Nah, but that's why I don't, I can put myself.
Right.
But I don't think, I think if I, like, sleep with a girl, like, they'll have a good time. Uh-huh. But they're not, like, yo, like, that shit was a movie.
Right.
You know, like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's not like a crazy, wild, like, fucking, like, porn experience.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a good time.
Right.
So that's why it's, like, 7-5.
I like it.
Wait, you know? Okay, I have another question. Uh-huh. When you see couples, do you ever, like, wonder what their sex is
dude,
like?
Dude, literally.
I
do
never.
Guys do that?
I don't.
Really?
Ever?
Yeah, not
you
really.
You don't think about it?
Not, I think
but
about it.
Nah. Or like random couples?
No. Oh yeah, just like random couples or even like your friends. Nah. Dude, I always wonder how
always
my friends
wonder.
Fuck.
Really?
Yes, my girlfriend.
Same. Really? Because sometimes like I'll have a little inkling in my mind and then I'll talk to the girlfriend and she'll tell me stories and I'm like, wow, I didn't know that.
Right.
You know?
And like you just can't imagine them.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
But then you kind of get inspiration off of it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. There are some people though, I can't imagine it like.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I'll see them. I can't imagine it. But I don't, like, go around. I'm like, oh, I wonder what their experience yeah. is like at night.
Dude, especially when I see, like, a really good-looking couple.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, sick. Y'all get nasty.
Right. I think I saw a lot of people online saying this about Chris Brown and Teyana Taylor.
Yeah.
Because during his performance, they're, like, making out like crazy. And all the comments are like, oh, I wish I could be the
fly on the
fly
wall.
On the wall in the room when they're doing it. Yeah. So it's kind of like that feeling you're saying?
Right, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Realistically, how long do you think you guys can go without sex?
Dude, I wanna
answer that too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long can I go?
Yeah.
That's not like
before you go like crazy.
Before I go crazy, yeah. I think. I mean, I've went a while.
Right.
What's the longest you've gone?
I think the longest I've gone might have been like COVID. Like all of COVID, I think.
Like 8 months?
COVID was like.
Yeah, COVID was 2 years.
2 years. Yeah. COVID was hella long.
I think it was literally. Give me a sec. March 2020 to. Like. Yeah, because I had the acne flare up and shit. I was not fucking nobody.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
So maybe like a year?
Wow.
But now. Definitely not. What the fuck?
Yeah, like yeah. Now, how long do you think you can go?
Like 2 months.
That's it?
No way.
Really? So every 2 months are you piping right now?
Like, I'm just trying to like. No, I'm just trying to gauge like. Because like I broke up.
Yeah.
And then like it hit the 2 months.
Uh-huh. And you faltered after two?
And then I was like, yo.
Oh really?
You know?
Oh,
so it's like
I didn't even know like that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's because you knew it was available. If
that might be true.
Yeah.
But also, like, I would have started looking at other options like Hinge and shit. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah, you were ready.
Yeah.
I see. I could honestly wait a long time.
Yeah.
Like hella long. Like over a year.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
okay. Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the longest?
You said it like you're asking like somebody to marry you. Like you're like.
No, you did say it like that.
No, I could realistically. I could wait a long time. But what was your question?
What's the longest you've gone without it now? Like from the minute you started doing it to now.
Oh, I don't go that long without. My current time right now might be the longest. Yeah, Megan knows. I didn't even like tell this to the world, but I could tell it now, I guess.
Wait,
but
what are you talking about?
No, for like the last like 4 or 5 months, it's not an option for me.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Remember oh my god.
You? Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, because basically I had this situation that happened, right?
Uh-huh.
With my downstairs, and I was gonna have to get surgery, bro.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I totally forgot. Yeah.
You told Megan?
Yeah, it was hella random one day.
You know,
I don't know.
It was like at the.
Yeah,
the,
it was
when
the
we
photo
were
shoot
with
thing.
Ryan at the photo shoot in that ditch.
Because that day I came back from the doctor. But yeah, no, surgery? I'm okay. I've just been like getting some treatment and shit like that.
What happened, bro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, oh, I can't explain all the details.
But like, basically, long story short, I haven't been able to do it for quite some time.
Yeah.
And it's been kind of difficult, but at the same time, I realized like I could do it. I could wait like a long time, realistically, you know, because like, yeah.
It's no, not, that's very good to hear.
Yeah.
From a guy too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, interesting situation. Yeah. I don't know if I even wanted to tell the pod. That's why.
No, we could cut it out.
Yeah. No, that's cool though. For now, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll watch it back and we'll see.
Yeah.
What about you, Jennifer? Yeah.
I feel like I could go a year.
A year.
1 year. Yeah.
Yeah. How? What's the longest you've gone without it now?
Probably like in the past, probably like 6 months.
Yeah.
I could definitely do a year though.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. Yeah.
Longest I haven't gone out, I think, is 6 months or like six to 8 months, I think.
Dude, because like when 6 months creeps in, you're kind of like, damn.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, honestly.
But also, there's the other side where you just get too comfortable by yourself, and then you kind of forget about that side of life.
Kind
of,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Honestly,
yeah.
I'm starting to feel that way.
Oh, really?
I feel like recently, I don't want to like be affectionate with a guy. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like reaching that point where I don't desire to like be intimate with a man. I don't know why.
I kind of feel you.
Yeah.
It's kind of because I haven't done it in like almost 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 5 months. Wow. Yeah. And like, it's always like a phase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First 3 months, easy breezy.
Right.
And then I'll go like a week
uh-huh.
where I'm like, holy fucking shit.
What? It's always that week.
It's that. Yeah. There's always a week. Yeah. And the whole week, all I'm thinking about that, but I'm obviously not, I can't really do it with anybody. And then once that week passes, you kind of forget about it again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that like now that my self-respect is a lot higher,
uh-huh.
I feel like nobody like deserves it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I feel like I was a little more kind of like lenient.
Uh-huh.
I was just kind of like, oh, like do it for the plot.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like that anymore.
Dang.
Like I think I'm very like cautious and uh-huh. I think like, yeah.
Saving your energy.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
saving it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For me, if it's like, I'm kind of really scared to do it with a new guy.
Same.
Like really scared. So I feel like I kind of keep reverting to like my past things just because I'm so afraid to go with a new one.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like really afraid to do it with a new guy.
Same.
So it must be a common feeling a lot of girls feel then, right?
No, to be honest, like I look back and I'm kind of shocked that I used to like do it so quickly when I just met a guy.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Like
yeah.
Wow.
Like now that I think it's the frontal lobe developing, I think.
your shit's been changing a lot these days.
Bro. Dude, I'm actually shocked because like now I look back and I'm like disgusted at myself low-key.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, yeah.
It's kind of really scary doing
it's scary,
it with a
and
new
I,
guy.
I feel like a lot of those bad decisions came from like being under the influence, like going out a lot, going to the club. Like it's part of club culture, kind of like hooking up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just I think now that I'm out of that, I'm like, bro, I could never.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Like I haven't done it with a new guy in like so long.
Yeah,
it's scary.
I'm really scared
it is,
too.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because I feel like if a girl wanted to, she could such easily set up a guy. Because guys are so quick.
Tonight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tonight.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
You know what I mean?
Very easily. Yeah. Yeah.
Guys would have no like care in the world. They just pull up to your house. Without knowing who
Dude,
might be there.
Do guys ever feel weird about sticking it in like a new girl?
Weird?
Not weird, but like uncomfortable.
You're like.
I don't think guys have that thing in their brain that tells them
no. It's just like another hole.
It's like an accomplishment
it basically is like yo I got her
dude.
I always like exactly why that's exactly why we need to watch out.
No, literally though, that is why girls need to be careful.
Because like I'll sometimes like be in bed with a guy or something, you know, and like we'll make out, but I really don't even want to take it anymore, like at all. So I'm just like, I don't know. So new.
Dude, even making out to me, I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, really? It's just too much. It's just too much?
It's just too much.
Oh.
I think a good make out like brings out my energy in a way.
It does. Mm-hmm. It gets you horny. But like, I don't know if I want to do that anymore.
Right.
Mm, I feel you on that too.
Yeah. And then it happens once, and then you're gonna be like, oh fuck.
I don't think I would regret it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would genuinely let it go there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy though.
I'm scared of intimacy.
Yeah. I will say you are changing a lot as a person.
Yeah, I'm scared. I don't know why.
Honestly, even if we watch back like the first episodes you were on, like 2 years ago, basically.
Yeah.
It's probably very different now.
So different. Yeah.
Dude, we should do a reaction video of our first video.
We should.
That would be so funny.
We should.
We should rewatch some of our first clips and we'll make that a little segment.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be fire.
Mm-hmm. And see how much your personalities have changed.
Right. I genuinely feel like going from 23 to 26 is like the biggest change.
Oh, from that span?
Yes, from that span.
Mm.
23, you're still so child-minded.
Mm.
But yeah. I think like it's really the step to like 25, 26.
Damn.
That's when your frontal lobe develops.
Yes,
dude,
exactly.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Fuck, man. I'm about to hit that 25 soon. I'm feeling old as shit,
I think guys develop a little later.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably.
They're not till like 28.
No, yeah, 30 almost.
Wait, what? I thought it was 25.
Mm-mm. For girls, it is.
I think for girls, it's 25.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I also think girls are just a lot more mature than guys are.
Facts.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Do you think it's cheating to keep your ex's nudes?
Oh, it's a tricky one.
Yeah,
that's tricky.
I don't know about cheating with this situation. I don't know if it's cheating.
I feel like every guy would say, "I didn't know," but you know.
Oh
right?
yeah, you gotta delete it at like some point.
Actually, I didn't know. I totally forgot.
Oh,
I have pictures.
I mean, I think they just like say like you know, you just never thought to like delete it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, because you just probably didn't open it.
You didn't open it.
But then if it, like, if someone asked you this, you'd be like, you would know.
Now I know.
Yeah.
But I totally forgot that I had it.
Exactly.
And I like, actually went through this, and I was going through my camera roll, and I have a secret one. There's ones you could lock.
Hidden?
Yeah, hidden. And I'm like, wait, oh, my God, I totally forgot I have this feature. Mm-hmm. And I looked through it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I totally forgot I have all of these in there. I still have them.
You still kept them?
So would you keep them if you found a new boyfriend?
No, I wouldn't. I would delete it immediately. Because I would be also just afraid of him, like, finding it.
Right.
Fuck, dude, that's actually tricky, bro. Because I'd keep all my photos of my exes and shit.
Uh-huh.
Just to, like, you know, as memories and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
But I would not keep any, like, nudes.
Yeah.
Oh, I deleted majority of my pictures with my ex.
Oh, okay. Would you delete all the photos you have of your ex if your current girlfriend asked you to?
Yeah.
Definitely. I think you got to, right?
I think
you got to?
I would.
If they ask you to, it's like, it's kind of weird if you say no.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, would girls even ask that? Probably not as often as
girls
think.
Would ask that,
oh,
really? I feel like, girls do that. Girls would ask
that. I think I would do
that. Girls
really?
Do that,
yeah. Oh, damn.
I, like, immediately just deleted all of mine.
Yeah, especially when the girls start to enter their crazy phase and, like, they really like you.
Uh-huh.
They're asking you that. Jeez. Yeah, every girl has a crazy phase.
Yeah.
It's like around 4 months, 3 months in.
Yeah, bro.
It's like, why the fuck do you still have that picture on your
Where are you going?
Yeah, yeah.
You know how, like,
why are you keeping it?
No, for real.
I don't like that attitude.
It
brings back memories.
It's so crazy.
No.
It's crazy because we talked about how, like, when do guys show their true colors? Uh-huh. It's so real for girls as well. The little crazy comes out around 3 months. Yeah.
Dude, I don't think I've ever had a boyfriend who was, like, crazy jealous.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think you like it, though, or not?
No, that's literally the biggest turn off for a guy.
Yeah.
I like if they're a little jealous.
But oh, really?
I know. I kind of wanted them to be a little jealous.
No, I want them to be a little jealous, too.
Yeah, I wanted that. But, like, they were never that jealous.
Yeah, guys don't get jealous like that.
No,
yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
It's a sign of weakness.
Yeah. It just depends on the guy.
They probably are a little bit, but they try not to show
they
it.
They try not to show
I'd
it.
Be getting hella jelly, bro.
Oh.
Jelly, bro. Dude, all the time, I show everything, bro.
Yeah, no, Paul is
like,
that
dude,
type,
dude, it's
yeah.
like your fucking partner, bro. Like, why not? Like, what are we doing, bro? Like,
so you're straight up
snaps
like,
for
who
Paul
the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, who the fuck? I've never seen that guy, bro. bro. Like straight up, bro.
I like that. I love that. Yeah. I love that too.
I feel like, you know, some girls do like it because it just shows like the guy likes
and
you.
I could,
yeah, it shows that you care.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I can tell when a guy's like biting his tongue. Yeah. Like, I know you want to say something. Like, go dude, ahead and
literally,
tell me.
You could see it in their face.
I could literally see it in their face.
But low key, sometimes like they're not jealous at all. Like, it's like, why don't you care?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like then maybe, I don't know, I feel like maybe guys feel like that because they're comfortable and they know you're not going to leave type shit, you know?
Maybe, oof. Yeah. Yeah.
It's real.
It's so real. Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah, I never want them to think that.
I never want, I'm never going to have them think that ever again in my life.
So you're going to purposely go out and make them jealous?
No, no, no. I'm not saying that I'm going to make them jealous, but I don't want to make them think that I'm always going to be there.
Mm. Why is that a bad thing though?
Yeah, why is that?
I think that's a bad thing because I've been used for it so many times now. You know what I mean?
So it's just hard for you to like.
People, yeah, like guys that use my kindness too much and they always think I'm not going to leave. I don't want to feel like that again.
Yeah, yeah.
Today was a pretty long episode. Yeah. We'll see how long the episode even turns out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll just do the truth or drink next week mm-hmm. or maybe another segment.
Oh, wait. No, what are we saying, bro?
Oh,
next week, we got a big surprise guest for y'all boys at home. Yeah. I almost want to reveal it for the people who stay till the end, bro. Nah, they're going to see it in the thumbnail right away next week.
Nah, yeah. Oh, my God, that's next week?
Yeah, they got something to look forward to, shit. Yeah. I'm
because this is coming out on the 3rd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope everyone has a safe 4th of July.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And
yeah.
They have a fun time.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll give you guys a hint, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give them a hint, bro.
No, don't give them a hint.
Okay, man. They got something to look forward to. Come on.
No.
No, but you guys are going to like this one. This one's going to be an entertaining one for
yep,
sure.
Yep. For I sure. tried, guys.
For sure.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, look forward to that, and you know, shout out to everyone that made it to the end of this week's episode.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The hoodies
should have arrived, right?
Yeah, should have arrived.
Hopefully. Honestly, we don't know what's going on, bro.
Dude, Esther said she just got some email.
Saying what?
Saying like your hoodie has like been shipped or something.
Oh, bet.
Oh, okay. Then they should have it then by then.
Oh.
No, but she hasn't gotten anything. Dude, but she just got a month ago.
No, but no, I told
you. Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I've been saying it like that at the end of every episode. It's like in production.
For like a month.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the site was open for 2 weeks, and we didn't put the order in until after the site closed.
Right.
So, and then we put the order in, and that's what's been going on. It's been manufacturing.
Yep. Yep.
And then now, I think we're still waiting.
Yeah.
I think they're almost done. We got to go pick it up.
Yeah.
And then once we pick it up, it's going straight out.
Right. Right.
And then that's another 3 to 5 businesses.
It just takes time to make a lot of those hoodies. We sold a lot, so they got to, you know, it takes a while to make it. So once they make it, we're not going to scam y'all.
I don't know why the person on the cast is where's my, like, I say it every week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, Esther, where's Esther's hoodie? I'm like,
it's getting to y'all. It's going to get to you guys.
But yeah, shout out to y'all. All right. Anything y'all want to say?
Thank you for watching, as always.
Love
yes,
ya.
Sir, yes, yep. sir.
More interesting news coming. More bigger guests coming.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And,
we're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.